Welcome to the Take My Life to 10 podcast show with your host, Tracy Horton, here to provide you with tips and strategies to improve your life and careers while also helping you discover your purpose. Welcome back, everyone. This is part two to the question that I asked last week. So I got multiple responses, but I'm just going to focus on three responses that I received from Terry from Tampa, Mike from Houston, and Michelle from Atlanta. And those three responses is the one I'm going to focus on today. So we're going to jump right in and get into how people feel about the disconnect between men and women in the dating world. So the first question I had asked was, if men want to lead in relationships and marriage, how are they leading during the dating phase? Or have they stopped leading during the dating phase? And Terry from Tampa states that she feels that because women have become more aggressive and bold and has taken the initiative to approach men and state their desires directly, that men feel that they don't have to put in and invest as much time, energy, and money during the dating phase. Okay, Terry, let's talk about this. All right. If you're saying that you feel that men don't put time and energy and money into the dating phase, then what do you expect if women are being more aggressive and initiating and playing an equal role in the relationship? So in one breath, you want to be equal, but then you want them also to invest, take the initiative, provide time, provide energy, but they don't have to because the women are not allowing them to or demanding that they do. So I think it's a little bit of where did the man fall off in leading? Are you allowing the man to lead in the dating phase? So if you're making all the phone calls, you're making all the plans, if you're doing everything, what do you expect is supposed to happen? So if we compare what we're doing today compared to how we used to do it, where the man was the one that approached, the man was the one that took the initiative to show interest, the man was the one that decided, you know, made plans sometimes and put out that, you know, this is what he want, what his intention is. And that's where we took our role from and our, where we as women knew that the man was interested and desired us and wanted to be with us and wanted to date us and wanted to take us out. So we could play the independent role, but we can't have it both ways. So I think for you in this situation, I think you have to step back a little bit. It's okay to show your interest and show a man that you're interested. It's nothing wrong with that. But I think at some point you have to let him lead. So this way you know that he is interested in you. So sometimes it's an action and a reaction. If you put it out there to offer it, it takes a strong man or a man that is very clear on what his standards are and what he wants to turn it down if he doesn't want it. And most of the time, they're not going to do that. So show your interest. Yes, show your interest. Show you a man that you're interested in. But step back a little bit once you show that and allow him to lead, allow him to show his interest first, and you respond on the same level. So this way y'all growing at the same time and you know for a fact that he's interested in you and you're following his lead. So yes, approach him. Yes, show him you're interested, and then allow him to lead you through the dating phase. So that's my response for Terry, and hopefully that makes we could get back to allowing men to lead during the dating phase. All right. Oh, Mike from Houston stated, women want too much too soon. They want to own and don't allow the process and journey to go naturally or authentically. They force. So pretty much he's saying that women meet, you date, you go out for a little, and immediately they want to claim relationship status and don't want to take the time to just process and get to know each other. They want too much too soon. Well, in today's world, men has an expectation that meet first within the first couple of dates, maybe. They want to be intimate. That's the expectation. And then it get figured out later on. So on the flip side of that, if men is speeding up the process for intimacy, then why is it an issue if a woman speeds up the process to be in a relationship? It goes hand in hand. Everybody know that women are more emotionally connected to intimacy than men are. So knowing this, is it really too far-fetched to believe that, okay, if we speeding up, if you that interested in me and you okay sleeping with me relatively quickly, then why is it a problem with the whole process being sped up? If you don't want a woman to jump in there and say, oh, we had sex, so now you my man, then slow down and don't take the sex. Just even if it's offered to you, don't take it. You don't have to take it. You have control. You have just as much control over that situation as the woman does. So you can't have it one way, but then complain about the aftermath of what you both initiated relatively quickly. On the flip side, if you're not that man that wants to jump in the bed and you're actually saying, no, let's take our time to get to know each other a little better, and they're still pressing, pressing, pressing because they want to be in that relationship, so bad. As long as you state your position and you're upfront and honest about it, you have no control over how that woman responds to that. So then you just have to make a decision. Are you going to ride it out if it's a good person, even if that's what she want? As long as you made it clear that that's not what you're looking for right now, you want to take your time, you want to get to know her, it's not a sex thing or an intimacy thing. You really genuinely just want to get to know her. And once y'all have the intimate, as long as you're clear and you upfront and you're not leading her on to thinking that that's what it is and that's how it's going to be, then a woman should be able to honor that truth. And you just move forward like that. As long as you're honest, if you're not leading her on to believe that they're y'all in a relationship, that's all you can do. And if it continues and it's uncomfortable, then maybe that's not the relationship for you. Maybe that's you just have to decide what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not willing to tolerate and move on, but don't string it along and stay in a bad situation that you know is not working. Everybody at this stage in the game, life is too short. We spend way too much time working on the wrong relationships instead of just saying, hey, you know what? This is not it. And this is not working for me. And move on and let that person move on and find the person that's better suited for them. And you go and find a person better suited for you. We spend too much time trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. And it just does, it ends badly because both sides end up hurt and, jaded on trying to find somebody to be with. So I think honesty is the best thing.
And if you jumping into a situation relatively quickly because it's offered or because you want it, but then now you want to slow it down at the pace you want to slow it down because you don't want to be in a relationship, you can't have it both ways. So make a choice. Know what you're getting into before you do it and what you want out of it. So that's what I have for Mike for question one. Now we have Michelle from Atlanta, and she says pretty much the same kind of response from Terry. Men do not want to take the time to get to know a woman. Is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's hurry up and get this on. Let's find out if we're sexually compatible first. And then if we're sexually compatible, then let's move forward to see where this can go. And she says it ends up being a damned if I do, damned if I don't situation, because if he's leading her to the on this side, and if she does it and it don't work out, then what does she have? She has another body that she has another disappointment, and she got to move on. If she don't do it, then there's 10 other women sitting in the wings waiting for their turn, because we're outnumbered, you know, totally outnumbered. There's so many more women per man that if one woman is not on his program, he does not have to invest. He does not have to stick around and try and wait, because there's one waiting in the wings. So Michelle just feels like she's damned if she do, damned if she don't. If she follow they lead and go this way, it doesn't work. And then if she don't, then she's thrown back into the pool and he moves on to the next one. So this one is still a hard one, because it goes back to being objective and knowing what you're looking for. So as a man, if you want to play around, and that's all you're about, be honest about it. So this way that woman can decide if that's what she wants. And if that's what she wants, then it's fine. Everybody is getting what they get and getting what they want. But if it doesn't work out, that doesn't make that person a bad person. That doesn't make the man a dog. It doesn't make the woman not a good woman. It's just saying that let's be honest about where we are and what we want. I don't want a relationship. This is what I want. Are you with it or you not with it? If you're not with it, then let me move on. But that's still, as adults, we have to get to the point where we're having grown people conversations and telling it what it is, and stop playing games with each other and stop playing mind games. And, you know, don't pretend that you want something just to get what you want and then dump, you know, pump and dump. That's not, you know, we too old for that. Let's get back to the point where men be men and be straight up and be honest. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is who I am. I'm dating multiple women. I'm telling you up front. Let's just be honest and let women make the decision on whether they want to move forward or not. And if you tell them, yeah, I'm dating multiple women, but you find something interesting in her and you want to explore it more, then don't sleep with her. You having sex with other women, so do you have to sleep with this one if you find something interested in her that you do want to explore? So just know what you want, and you don't have to jump into bed with everybody that you meet all the time. And just be honest about it. All right, that's what I have for Michelle today. And that was question one. And then we're going to move on to question two. If men and women are saying that they can't find a good man, woman, but there are good men and women out here, where is the disconnect coming from? Why are we having such a hard time connecting? So Terry stated that men can't handle and are intimidated by successful women. No, I think, like I said, like I learned it, I don't think it's about being intimidated, and can't handle a successful woman. I think women need to take a little ownership of how they're showing up in relationships, because you're successful, you don't have to be. Women in the workplace, we have it hard. We have it harder than men. And even though we get more opportunities, but we still have it harder because we have to always prove our worth. We have to always work harder. We always have to do better. And if you're a Black female, then you really have to really prove and work hard and defend yourself and stand your ground so that your voice is heard. And when we get into that mindset, again, it goes back to the energy that we're bringing to the relationship. And it's not about whether you can do something or can't do something, or whether you're independent or dependent. It has nothing to do with your ability to handle your own, be able to pay your own rent, take care of yourself. You don't need no man. It's not about any of that. Operating in a feminine energy has nothing to do with your ability to be able to take care of yourself. And one time I remember a conversation where a guy told me, he said the same thing. Men, women think men can't handle and are intimidated. And he said, don't no man want to handle a woman? Why do they have to handle a woman? They should not have to. They're not, women ain't animals. They don't need to be tamed. They need to be loved and respected. So when we talk about being a successful woman, how are you showing up? Are you bringing that energy like I'm the woman, hear me roar mentality like I did, like I was? How are you showing up? It's like you don't have to be hard and just understand it's an energy that you bring to the relationship. It's not a character flaw. It's not your reputation. It's your energy. And everybody know that somebody with bad energy walk into a room, it sucks the life right out of the room as soon as they walk in. So understand energy. If you bring in that masculine energy, then no, they don't want to have to deal with that attitude and that energy. That's more of what it is, I believe. And that's where that falls on us as women, that if you know you operate in a masculine energy, work on it. It's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I want to be a little kinder, gentler. I want to operate in a feminine energy. And like me, I didn't know what that was. I didn't know how. So I have to work on figuring it out and being intentional in my actions and showing up every day, knowing that I have to process what I'm doing and what I'm saying to make sure that I'm operating in my feminine energy. And that's something that I'm taking on personally. All right, so that was from Terry. So Michelle from Atlanta said that men require too much too soon, and women want too much too soon. And that kind of goes back to the response I gave for the previous question. Women now, I find, go, it's in one breath, it's like, okay, show a man that you're nice and you're kind and you're supportive. But at what point do you do that? At what stage do you show them that that's who you are and that's how you operate? So sometimes what's happening is women do certain things out the gate, just way, maybe way too much too soon. And men become accustomed to that treatment. And I think that men don't understand, like, every woman is different. Some women, that's just who they are. That's how they operate. And other women, that's not how they operate. But that doesn't make the one that doesn't do it bad or not good. It's just saying that maybe they are the type that is progressive with it, where, you know, they just have levels with it because they don't put 100% into something off the break. And that's what we have to learn to understand and respect people where they are and ask the right questions. If, you know, we shouldn't just be talking about sports and politics. We really need to start asking some, if you're dating with intention, let me make that clear. If you're dating for intention with the objective to be in a relationship or be married, if you just playing and out there playing, do you, you know, but just make that clear. So this is for the men and the women that are actually dating with intention, trying to get in a relationship, trying to get married. So let's that be clear, that there's a difference. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those that are looking for that. You have to ask the right questions. You know, you have to dig deeper and get to the emotional level when you're getting to know someone, especially if you're older and, you know, and you feel like, you know, I don't have time to do all this. So you really need to get those deep questions in early on if you're dating with intention and dating for marriage. And that's why it's so sad, because some women do it with a player and they don't appreciate it. So that's how women get jaded, saying there's no good men out here. So all I can say is show up with your authentic self and where you are and what you want on both sides. So this way, the woman and the men can determine what percentage of themselves they want to invest in this particular relationship. So if it's just a play thing and everybody on the same page, then if I choose to do certain things, I would. If I don't, I won't. But that gives me the choice of how much of myself I want to give in to that particular situation. And it kind of goes hand in hand. If we're moving at a pace where things are speeding up in one area, it's not too far-fetched to say, hey, you know what? This is what I want. Whether it's a week of knowing you, whether it's 6 months, it's just a matter of it really all boils down to communication. That's what it boils down to. We have to get to the point where we are truly communicating our authentic feelings, demands, requests, whatever it is, so that if, you know, that's not what you're in for, then move on. You know, don't waste people's time. Basically, that's all you can say is don't waste people's time. Time is short. We don't have, you know, that's one thing we can't get back is our time. So we need to start taking it a little more serious, especially with dating. You just have to be very clear about what you want. And if, like I said, another response that if you speeding up the intimacy part of it, then why you can't speed up the relationship part? Why we have to slow down when we need to claim each other and be in a relationship, but we could speed up and become intimate with each other. So slow down. That's, you know, if you're looking for something serious, slow down, get to know the person, right? Ask the right questions. And even if you don't and y'all choose to be intimately relatively quickly, that's fine. We're all adults, but ask the right questions. Ask the right questions to get to the point where you get to know the person and what they want and what you want. So I'm going to leave that right there. This can be an ongoing conversation. Maybe we'll move it over to the Facebook group, the Take My Life to 10 Facebook group. But I just think that both men and women, we both have work to do. And we both have to decide when we're dating and dealing with people, how are we showing up? If you just want to play, then play. If you want a relationship, then date with intention to be in a relationship. But don't show up playing and then, you know, say there's no good women out here. There's no good men out here. That's not true. It's not accurate. And own your part in it. If you have to have some accountability for your part. And that's what it boils down to. You have to hold yourself accountable for the part that you play in any situation. So it always takes two, is an action and a reaction. And sometimes if you change the action, you change the outcome. And also if you change the reaction, you can change the outcome. So there's always two people that is responsible for whatever went wrong, but you can't keep pointing a finger and saying that you did everything right and the other person was totally the problem. So that's all I could say right now as far as trying to figure out what the disconnect is and why we can't get it together and these good men we have out here get with these good women that we have and, you know, do what you do. Like, let's get it back to where it was, where we have good, solid relationships and that is purposeful and meaningful and loving. And so, but that's what I have. If you have any more comments you want to make, I welcome them. And it will be at takemylife10, the number 10 at gmail.com. Or you could join in on the Facebook group at Take My Life to 10. You can search it. It'll come up. Apply to become a member. And I'll let you in and we could further discuss this topic if you choose to. But I think we have to just start someplace. And I don't think one person has all the answers. I think it's an individual thing. It's not a one size fits all because everybody is not looking for the same thing. So just determine what you really want, where you really at, and start dating accordingly because there are good men out here and it's good women out here. Y'all just have to get it together and find each other. So until next time, thank you for tuning in. And I will see you next week, Friday at 7 p.m. at the Take Your Life to 10 podcast show. So again, if you want to respond, give me a shout out. Take My Life to 10, the number 10 at gmail.com. Or you could go over and join the Facebook group, the Take My Life to 10 Facebook group. See you next week. Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there. Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested
you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged and remember, experience is our best teacher.